Okay, and this is Ascension Alchemy, and it's January 21st, and I'd like to welcome you all who are participating live, as well as those of you who will be listening in later to the replay on this. Just know that you are all going to receive whatever is coming through, and it's not necessary for you to be on the live, and also, for those of you that are on the live and might be listening to this again, just know that the replay will give you between 3 and 4 four opportunities for activations with the replay. So the more you listen to it, you'll probably hear things you didn't hear the first time, you didn't hear the second time, and then the third time something kicks in. That's just the way the work is. So allow yourself to have that opportunity to listen back to that replay. So I want to take a minute and just do a nice little meditation to connect us all in tonight. And so if everybody would just close your eyes, settle back, my eyes will be closed with you. And let's all just relax. And as you are relaxing, I want you to just begin to take a breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, nice and gentle. And we're going to focus on taking that breath in and out right through our heart center. So breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, focusing on the heart center. And as you're focusing on your heart center, I want you to allow yourself to have the awareness that there is still an aspect of your consciousness that is focused right in the center of your head. So just imagine that you are taking that aspect of your consciousness that's in the center of your head by the hand and walk it right down through your face, down through your eyes, through your nose, through your mouth, through your jaw, right down through your neck, into your shoulders, and right down into your heart center. And I want you to feel that aspect of you connect in with your heart. And as it does, you might have felt some of your lower chakra pillar light up as you fully anchor your consciousness right into your heart center as the divine being that you are, allowing yourself to be connected to all through the heart center. And now as you are breathing in and out, I want you to imagine that you are bringing your consciousness down through your solar plexus, through your sacral chakra, through your root chakra, and now down through your legs, down past your knees, into your shins and your calves, down right into the soles of your feet. And as your consciousness is going through the soles of your feet, I want you to imagine that whatever is clogging the soles of your feet where many chakra centers reside, those centers are being cleared by your consciousness now, becoming aware that there is something being blocked in that area. And just allow your consciousness to move beyond the soles of your feet, seeing that light now moving down into Gaia. And as you are connecting with Gaia, I want you to imagine that you are going down 10 feet into Gaia. Now 15 feet down into Gaia. And 20 feet down into Gaia. And as you get down to 20 feet, I want you to imagine a beautiful crystalline grid with crystalline white light, this beautiful white light that is the crystalline grid of 5D consciousness. And I want you to allow yourself to envision that you are now standing on that crystalline grid within Gaia. And that beautiful crystalline energy is now transferring into the soles of your feet, coming back up, all the way back up into your legs, past your knees, into your hips, And I want you to see it beginning to fill your body, starting at the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, your heart center. And now breathe it up beyond the shoulders into the throat chakra. Breathing it up now into the face, up into the third eye, up into the crown. And as you enter into the crown with that beautiful crystalline light, I want you to imagine expanding your crown out as wide as you can imagine and up as high into the cosmos as you can imagine. And now allowing yourself to connect in to the all that is present for you, knowing that you are a divine co-creator with your universe. And as you are connecting into the all, I want you to allow yourself to begin to recognize yourself as being connected to each other, as well as myself in this group, in this gathering. And just allow yourself to feel into the heart center, bringing that consciousness back down, all the way down into the heart center, connecting in each one, lighting up the heart. As we each light up our heart, connecting as one, connecting with Gaia, connecting with Source Consciousness, with Christed timelines, putting ourselves in the highest trajectory possible on that Christed 5D timeline, where healing is possible and our bodies can release our old programs, our old patterns, our old beliefs, and any distortions that we are holding on to. And just allow yourself to breathe into that, knowing that that is your truth as a divine co-creator with your universe. And that every time there is pain in the body, know that it is resistance of the ego in wanting to let go so the soul can step forward. And as you have the awareness that pain is equaling resistance, it will allow you to release the stronghold of the ego so that you can move forward into wholeness and oneness as your divine right. And now take another breath in through your heart center, blowing that breath out through your heart center. And as you take in the next breath, know yourself as a divine co-creator with your universe, with you all that is, and blowing that out as your truth, seeing yourself as an expanded light being. And now, as you are beginning to feel into your body again and become more aware of the sound of my voice, allow yourselves to come back into your bodies, becoming present within, allowing yourself to feel connected to the chair that you are sitting on and the room that you are residing in. And as you are bringing yourself back into oneness, into awareness, when you come back into being in your fullness, you may open your eyes and be fully present again. Okay, so the reason that we did that meditation is because what's taking place right now on the earth and in our physical bodies is a tremendous shift in energy that is being created by a timeline split. As we are releasing third dimension from our field, from our physical bodies, it is creating some distortions that are feeling like pain, that are feeling like fear, and some of it might make us feel very emotional. And the reason for this is that there's a lot of plasma coming in right now from the solar system. And this plasma is being transmitted to us through our sun, through Solaris. And the reason that this is important is because this energy that's coming through now is one of the highest forms of energy coming into the planet. Now, we've had a lot of energy coming in over the last several years that has been creating the foggy, groggy, and the sleepiness that we've all been experiencing. But now what's happened is because we have cleared the passageway of the initial ascension kickoff, which happened in 2012, we're now in a whole new time lock. The grids on the earth are shifting much quicker. The energy is moving much quicker. And so if we are not staying present in our awareness and in our experience of all we're doing in our day, then it's going to feel like time is moving at a great speed, right? And so everything is going to feel like it's going much faster, and your day will feel like it is flying by. When we start to get a handle on how we are experiencing our reality, which means that we're tuning into everything that is taking place around us, and for some things that may not feel good, we're needing to ask, is that still my truth? Is this my truth, or is this no longer applicable for me? And as we tune in more, it allows us to be more present, right? And when we're more present, we're not tuned into time, because we've been trained since birth to be on time, right? We learned how to read the clock when we went to school, and then everything that we do in our lives requires that we operate from a time dynamic perspective. And so our day runs on time. We go to work at a certain time, we get lunch at a certain time, we come home at a certain time, and then sometimes, depending on what kind of life you have at that home stage, you might have TV programs that you watch, or maybe you go to yoga classes at a certain time, or maybe like my class here, you're tuning into this at a certain time. So we're on time dynamics constantly. And so when we're tuned into time like that, it makes time go faster. And because we're not staying more fully present in our reality, time feels like it's really speeding up and everything feels like it's pulling away from us. But the more you begin to let go of time, right, especially on days like maybe Sunday, where you don't have to be any place or there's nothing for you to do, and you can just relax into the day and maybe not put your watch on and put your phone down and don't look at the time, right? Then you might notice that you have all the time in the world, right? And it might feel like time has actually slowed down, which is the opposite of our day-to-day experience, right? And that's something that I've been experiencing a lot of as I am moving beyond the distortion of time as we know it. And so what that will feel like is you are involved in a multitude of different things, and you look at the clock and an hour has gone by, but it feels like it should be 4 hours that's gone by. And you're like, how could it possibly only be an hour that has gone by when it feels like I've accomplished so much, and yet it's only an hour that the time is different, right? So that's the distortion, that's the perception of time dynamics. And so a lot of what's taking place now is requiring us to have this full presence so that we can not only tune into what's taking place in our reality, but also tune into what's happening within our physical body. And see, when we're absolutely present in our day-to-day experience, then we're present for what's showing up in our body. And so if we're experiencing pain or discomfort, we can acknowledge that there is pain or discomfort, right? No matter where that is, it doesn't really matter. And then know that there is something that's occurring in our reality that we have some resistance to. And then in that moment, give ourselves permission to feel that way that we do and to hold the resistance. And then if we're really feeling uncomfortable and we're really feeling like we're in a tremendous amount of pain, in that moment, go lay down, right? And so the reason that this is important is because now as we're shifting and the time is speeding up and more energy is coming into the earth plane, more energy is coming into our physical bodies. And one of the key players has always been photonic light. And so if you think about all the times that you have felt sleepy, that you have felt foggy, groggy, right, where maybe you perceive yourself as starting to have problems with your memory, you can't remember what a spoon is called, or like me, you couldn't remember how to open the tailgate of your car, right? So, and I stood there for 5 minutes knowing that it was on the outside, but I just couldn't remember where my hand was supposed to go in order to lift it up, right? So that would be photonic light coming in and taking some memory out as it's restructuring the physical, because it's living conscious light. And so we've been basking in that. And for some of you, you might have experienced gamma, which feels like a little electrical current stimulus. You know, when you go to the chiropractor and they put stim on you, that's the gamma that's coming through, and that works through the nervous system, and it's what takes us offline with the immune system and creates these frequency light upgrades, right, when we get the flu, right? That's actually not a cold. It's a frequency light upgrade. It's our body needing to restructure. But so let me talk about that for 1 second, and then I want to talk about the key player here, which is plasma. So when we start to feel like we're getting a cold, right? For most of us, we've been trained to push through because you could work anyway. Well, that's just a little cold, right? Go to work anyway, or do what you got to do anyway, right? Isn't that the program that we run? And we've had that program with us from the time that we were born, right? Thinking that we're lazy if we lay down and go to sleep, and when there's some work to do or there's something to do, right? And so that thought process, that programming, that old belief that we have is what creates sickness and illness in the body. Because if we were to tune into the body and feel our body starting to feel the effects of these upgrades, we would just go to our bed, lay down, and that would be it. Because your bed is your light pod, right? Your bed warehouses your energy. So every time you get in your bed, it's like you're recharging your body from the energy that your bed has taken on from you, right? So for those of you that are not aware of this, and you have access to crystals, especially quartz, because it's an energy amplifier, stuff some quartz in your bed with you when you go to sleep at night, so it can amplify your energy system, right? And selenite is another really good one. I have a really nice block of selenite that's about that big that I put under my bed. This way it can give me clarity and it connects you to the angelic realm. And it's just a nice stone for clarity, right? Mental clarity. And it also clears the aura field and it clears other crystals. So it's just a great stone to use in general. Right. So if we were to go and lay down in our bed, our light pod, And we did this the minute we started to feel the shifting taking place in our body. Anything that was starting to take place, starting to take a stronghold in our body, would then shift out as quickly as it shifted in. Okay. But the problem is that we have not been trained how to tune into our bodies and how to know when we're starting to feel off or something is starting to happen. And then the other problem is that we're trained to hold guilt, right? So I can't lay down because I have a full day and I would feel really guilty if I had to cancel my whole day and just lay in bed and do nothing and be lazy, right? That's the old program that's running. So we have to get out of that mindset that says, if I'm laying in bed, I'm lazy. Because the new mindset is that if you are feeling that way and needing to go to your bed because you need to lay down for a minute, that you just go to bed and you lay down, because in laying down, you might only need to lay down for 5 minutes for all of the light codes to integrate in your field, in your body, and then you'll be back on your feet again in no time soon, right? But because of that challenge with that program, we don't let ourselves do that. So the biggest component to this whole thing is the light code activation, because those are what we're integrating when we're having a flu or we're having some other physical pain, right? So the light codes are needing to pass in through our field from our electromagnetic field into our body and be taken in by us so that we can upgrade our body, our molecular structure, right? And so the reason that this is so important to have this information is because this is how we're navigating our reality now, and it plays into our emotions. So if you look at it from the higher perspective, what's happening now is we're playing still with the photonic light, right? And we're all seeing the rainbow light, and that looks really pretty. And because there's so much energy out there, we're noticing more and more changes to the sun, and we're starting to really connect in on that level. But what's happening now is we have a key player that has only peeked its head in a couple of times over the last couple of years, and that's plasma energy, right? And so if we think about plasma energy, think about the word plasma. It sounds thick and viscous, right? Plasma, it's kind of goopy, right? It's not like fluffy photonic light. Photonic light sounds light and airy, but plasma light sounds thick and viscous and heavy. And it is. It's like a roto-rooter in your body, right? So if you think about plasma is going to interact in your body in a very, very different way. And plasma is one of the key players that is responsible for activating the light codes in our body and activating our light body upgrades, right? And how this happens is, for those of you that are familiar with the aura field, for the auras, the aura layers, right, that are connected to the chakras, plasma, or the etheric realm in the body, which is the first layer connected to the root chakra, right? That's the first energy body that makes up the aura, that is the closest to our physical body, right? So the etheric realm is the first one that's closest to our physical body. And so the plasma affects that layer first, right? And that layer is what's responsible for connecting our physical body to the spiritual realm. Okay, so it's an important key player in all that we do, which is why it's important to take care of yourself and rest when you need to rest. Now, it's also the first aspect, or the first realm, where light enters. So when we go through these frequency light upgrades, it's the first, that etheric field, that root chakra field, the most connected to the material world, right? Our physical world. That's the first place that we're affected by light codes, by these light shifts. And so when we're taking in all of this information into our physical field, it's not only affecting our mental body, but it's affecting our emotional body, because the next layer that's affected is the one that's housed in the sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra is our emotional center, right? It's how we feel about ourselves. Our third chakra, the solar plexus, is our mental center. Now, how do we form illness? We form illness through what's known as a stronghold belief, right? So we take thoughts that are electric and we're housed in our solar plexus, and we marry them together with emotions that are magnetic and stored in our sacral area. And if we keep thinking the same thoughts and having the same emotions, because thoughts are electric and emotions are magnetic, they really lock together. And then whatever that thought is, then is applied in our physical body by wherever it's magnetizing to in our field, right? So if we're having issues with survival, with fight or flight, sometimes with money, right? We might be having a problem with our skin, because skin is root chakra, right? And then we find that we have psoriasis or eczema, or, you know, even some cases of alopecia. And so we're having skin issues, because skin is where we're now we're warehousing the thoughts that we have and the emotions that we're having, right? So we're creating that distortion in our field. And so this plasma energy is coming through, trying to release those distortions, right? So if we go back and look at the photonic light that we've all been experiencing, that's created the foggy, groggy, that's created some of the memory issues that we've been having, right? That light is responsible for bending and loosening up the distortions of the third dimensional reality, right? So it's responsible for supporting us in releasing those old belief systems, our patterns, our habits, our egoic perspective, right? That's not serving us anymore. And then plasma comes in like the Roto-Rooter and just carries everything right down the drain, right? So now, if we're not paying attention to our body and doing the things that we need to do, like rest when we need to rest, this plasma energy coming through, which you see in these amazing striations around the sun, where it looks like there's actually bands around the sun, and the reason it has the rainbow light in it is because it's actually picking up the rainbow fractals. The whole sky is rainbow light, right? The whole sky is filled with rainbow. I see it every day as my third eye is opened more. I look up, I'm like, wow, the sky is purple today, right? And then I get people, if I tune into Facebook, because I'm like really not on Facebook much at all, but if I am, my higher realm, my team, right, will put things right, like 1, 2, 3 on my page, and it will be like somebody posting a picture of the sky that had purple in it, and then I'll be like, oh, look, that validate, like that, you know, and then it's validating for them that they did pick something up the right way. So this is how it's working now, right? So we're playing in a completely different realm, and as I said in the beginning of this call, we have the timelines are splitting, so we're pulling out of, pulling away from this third dimensional perspective, which doesn't mean that we're leaving the earth at all, right? That's not happening at all. It's not like we're leaving, spaceships are coming to get those of us that are the 144,000. That's wrong, right? So don't play into that, because that is not true. We're all ascending together. It's just some are not perceiving themselves as capable of doing that, because they're stuck in that old third dimensional paradigm, right? But we're seeing this split or the separation, those of us who are tuning into the different colors in the sky and the different ways that we're perceiving our intuition now, as the veil is really not existing anymore, right? And we're like just playing in the higher realms all the time and can slow time down at will if we desire to do that, right? And so we're having all of these amazing experiences. And so it's bringing us to a place where we now have to really start to understand this, right? So, and this plasma energy is what's working through the body, because its purpose is the Christ consciousness, unity consciousness, right? So it's helping us ascend into that fifth dimensional state of being. And so if, you know, if I use myself with what happened this weekend, so for the last 2 weeks, I've been telling Beth that something, I'm having these kundalini activations in my root chakra, right? That feels like, you know, I'm just going to say it, like I have like a mini vibrator down there or something, you know? And like, I'm in menopause. I've been in menopause for, I don't know, long time, right? So like seven years, probably 8 years. And so I had, you know, haven't had a period, nothing, right? And I haven't really felt the need to date, or have felt even haven't felt like having sex either, because when you're going through this activation and this upgrade, you just, all of that kind of just goes away as you're integrating as much gamma as you can, because gamma in the beginning, when I was first activating gamma kind of stimulates all of that, and it makes you want all of that. And then when you get past gamma light body, that kind of calms down and it shuts down, and then you're not feeling that gamma connection anymore until you go into a kundalini activation, which then is a stimulation of the root chakra that goes up to the heart chakra. And what it does is it goes up and down. It goes root, heart, root, heart, root, heart, root, heart, as it's like clearing a pathway, clearing a pathway, clearing a pathway. And I felt this happening the last 2 weeks, and this, and it's mild, and it, and because it's kundalini, and it's really an amplification of a higher consciousness, it makes you feel very blissful. And I was walking around happy. I was in love with everybody, in love with everything, right? If somebody ran my toe over, I'd be like, no problem. I love you. It's okay, you know, because it just makes you feel that way, right? And so, and as crazy as that sounds. And so all of a sudden last week, though, what happened was I started to feel sick no matter what I ate, right? And my diet is super, super clean. I should be a Twiglet, but I am not, because we're in light body expansion, right? And so I have a super clean diet, green smoothies first thing in the morning, and my diet the rest of the day is healthy, but everything I was eating, right down to water, was going through me as if I just poured Drano down the sink and the drain was gurgling, just like that. And I'm like, what is going on? And I, you know, because it's my body, I wasn't tuning in until all of a sudden they're like, and it's all me. I use guides and higher realm for, because when you go through embodiment, it all just feels like you, and there is like, no, it's weird. Cause, and I'll explain that another time. But so, you know, I'm like, oh, this is an upgrade I'm going through. And by the time I got quiet enough, cause I was so busy, the next thing I know, I woke up Saturday morning and I was like, oh, I feel like I'm going to come down with something. And normally, if I felt that way, I would cancel my day and just jump into bed. And like it always does, I sleep for 5, 10, 15 minutes and it's over and I'm through it and I'm past it and beyond it. I couldn't do that because I had 3 big appointments, 2 leaving for other countries that absolutely like were desperate to have a session. And so I had to get through that. And this was like just my awful, right? By the time I hit 4 o'clock, I was kicking the last person out. Gotta go. I gotta go. Cause I'm activating, gotta go, bye, love you, see you, bye. Kicked him out of the door, ran up to my bedroom, I hit my bed, and then all of a sudden I went into cranial expansion, and it was like somebody stuck a hot poker in the left side of my eye, and it went right into the left nostril, cleared the whole left nostril. I felt everything expand. And the minute I calmed myself down because the pain was so strong, there was nobody home here but me. Beth was at work. I thought I was having an aneurysm for a second. And then, of course, my higher self, yeah, no, no. You're going through expansion and just lay there and just suck it up and be okay. We got this. And so that's what I did. And I want to say probably about 15, 20 minutes later, everything kind of like shifted. And then it went into third eye expansion, right? And I could feel my chakra was actually spinning in the opposite direction, right? Because now it was activating. So it's activating and it spins in the reverse. It was spinning counterclockwise. And so as it was activating, then I went into full on crown expansion. And then I was like in between worlds. I didn't know if I was asleep or I was awake. It was like this weird conscious, unconscious place that I was in. And within 4.5 hours, it was over. The last time I experienced that was in 2015 in October, and I was down for 3 months. I mean, in bed 3 months, right? I couldn't get out of bed because I didn't know what it was, and I wasn't as tuned in and as versed in handling it as I am now. And so if I could have canceled my day, let's put it this way, right? I didn't want to do that to my clients, but if I could have canceled my day and these were just people that were, you know, that were okay with coming back the next day, that weren't going to, like, you know, foreign countries, I would have been like, you know what, tomorrow, Sunday, come back. I'll see you Sunday. I just can't do it right now. You know, today's no good. I got to lay down, but that couldn't happen. So it took 4.5 hours for me to pass. We probably would have just shifted in like 15 minutes, right? So the reason I'm telling you this is because it's really important for us to hold this awareness that we're in control at all times, even when we don't think that we are. And we think, oh my God, I'm getting sick. I feel like I'm gonna die. And instead of having that feeling going like, oh no, that's all programming, ego, go to the corner, have a cookie. I got to figure this out with my team, and just call your team in and just be like, hey, team, I need help. And trust me, they will show up whether you see them or not, whether you feel them or not, they will show up. And like my blue avian beings are flashing here right now to let me know that is correct. And if you are feeling like you need to call something in and you're feeling connected to the Pleiadians, call them in. If you feel connected to the Arcturians, call them in. If you feel connected to the angelic realm, call the angels in. It doesn't matter who works with you. All you need to know is that you are always in control and you always have the power, right? That's the most important thing to remember here. And this is part of the reason why I do these calls and I do the videos that I do and I do the writings that I do to share as much as possible, because we're outrageously amazing co-creators with our universe. And the minute we can take that in and own it, the pain goes away, because the pain is only a byproduct of the resistance of letting go, right? That's what that is. It's a byproduct of the pain of letting go. So, you know, this is where it's very important for us to navigate these energies that we're being influenced by, that we're playing in, and especially now with all this plasma coming in, because it's so significant to how we're operating in our day-to-day experience, right? And so as we're heading now into this new year, it's going to be even more important, because we're separating these timelines, which means that from our electromagnetic field, from our physical bodies, we're feeling that pull, right? And think about pulling two magnets apart, right? So whatever old programs, old belief systems, you know, you've had magnetized to you by reinforcing that belief over and over again, like time, right? And that you can't heal yourself, that you need someone else to do that for you. every time you play into that and believe that, then you're keeping that locked in, magnetically locked in, magnetized to your field. And as it's pulling out of the Earth's field, it's wanting to pull out of your field too. And it's going to feel painful because you're not letting it go. It's like a tug of war between you and your belief system and the realities being pulled out of the field of the Earth, right? So we have to think of it in that way. And this is all impacting our emotional system right now in a very, very strong way, because as we've just come through this last week, these shifts that we've had, Friday afternoon, I sat down and I had this incredible deja vu, right? And deja vu is a timeline jump, right? Sometimes they're really small. And then I would say, don't get caught up into what you felt or what you perceived or what you thought. Just know that you had some kind of a shift, right? It was a little blip of a shift, maybe, or sometimes it's huge. The one I had, I saw myself in a jet flying somewhere, right? And it was like, I'm leaving Long Island, finally. Like, this is it, I'm done, right? And so I know that that timeline is presenting for me, and it's right here, close, right? But it's not here yet, so I can't get caught up in it. And in having that timeline jump, that activated my light body, and that's why Saturday I had that activation and that upgrade that I had to lay down for, that took me down for 4 hours, right? So, you know, as we're going through all of this on the earth plane, we're going to start experiencing moments where, you know, we feel like these moments of deja vu, or sometimes you could experience a timeline, and the timeline will feel like this. You're driving someplace, and all of a sudden you look at the sky and you have a memory that floods your field from your past somewhere. And our tendency as humans is to get fixated on that momentary memory that we're having and go, oh, I can't remember what that was. I wonder where that was. That was, and you're wanting to pull it back in and pull it back in and have that memory and recreate it, because now you're trying to figure it out. It must mean something, right? I just had this memory come into my field, so it must mean something. And I'm going to say, no, it's a timeline presenting that's clearing your field. Let it go. It has no meaning whatsoever. And it's not important for you to know at all. It came through so it could clear your field and be gone, right? Because you just had a clearing in a nice, easy, gentle way. Does that make sense to everybody? Right? So this is how it works, right? And then there are other times where we're not doing it so gentle, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just break down and cry, right? And you go into this place of just like hysterics, where you start crying and you're like, I don't know why I'm crying. I'm just crying. I just feel so sad right now. It just feels so awful. And then maybe there's a thought or a feeling or an emotion, right? So this is how it works. So I'm upstairs laying down in bed and there's nobody here, right? And what does that do? That triggers a memory of my childhood where I had something taking place and I wanted my mom to check on me and she didn't, right? And I was young, maybe 10 or 11, and she didn't, and there was nobody there. And that was feelings of abandonment, right? And so in that moment, I was feeling it. And, you know, Jill and I talk about this all the time. As Jill is my friend from Minnesota, and some of you might have heard me talk about her a couple of times, that we've been doing this work, her and I, for what feels like forever, and have known each other in many galaxies and star systems. But we talk about this all the time, where it feels like, you know, all of a sudden this feeling comes up, and if you don't let yourself just sit in it without having to tear it apart, we do that really good as humans. We tear shit apart that we have no business tearing apart, because it's meant to be let go. It's coming up and it needs to be let go. It needs to be let go with love and grace and ease, right? And so I had this moment, and then I flashed on how, you know, my mom very rarely visited me in my bedroom. And anytime I wanted to talk to her, I had to go into her bedroom, which is kind of funny because it's kind of how it is here with Beth, because I have a very small bed, a twin bed in my bedroom, right, that I came into the house with. And because I have an art desk in there, I don't really care about a big bed, right? I don't really need one. But Beth has the big bed in her bed. So in her room is where we sometimes hang out and we'll throw down tarot cards or we'll do some girl talk or something like that. And I guess it triggered that memory from when I was younger with my mom. And then that came up, and then the work is to just be like, oh, look at that. That came up, and let that go, right? Because it has no purpose. It was clearing my field, right? Like a whoosh right through my field, right? But sometimes people want to go, hey, what was that? Come back here. Let me look at you. Oh, wait, let me look at this and figure out what it is, right? And you pick it up like this piece of paper and you want to read it like a book and you want to assess it and figure it out. Don't do that. It doesn't matter, right? Because at the end of the day, it was something clearing your field. When you hang on to it and you feel like you need to read it and figure it out and study it, ooh, you're not going to get rid of it. And when it was trying to clear your field, now you just brought it back and anchored it right back in, right? So in the same time that I was going through those feelings of abandonment, laying in my bed, feeling all icky from this upgrade I was going through, Beth had come home. Now, usually I cook every night because I'm here anyway, and I love to cook. So she always comes in and I have food on the table, right? But this night I didn't have food, and it triggered her to her prior past when she was living alone and had to fend for herself, and life was more difficult and there was no support system or sisterhood or anything like that. And she told me the next morning, she was like, I don't know what happened to me, but I went and I was doing my laundry while you were resting. And she's like, all of a sudden I just had this meltdown and I started crying out of nowhere. She goes, and I was thinking about when I was living alone and all this stuff coming up. And I'm like, wow, that's great. You had a clearing. You cleared your field. You cleared the timeline. That timeline came up and you cried it out, right? Because sometimes we have to do it that way. Yes. So when we get really good at this, right, and we're really practiced with it and we really understand it, then we let that timeline go whooshing by and go bye-bye and just let it go, right? And we're not even engaged in it because we don't care. We don't care. It's an old timeline. It has no purpose where we're headed. We're headed forward, right? We don't really care. But sometimes that timeline will come up, boy, and it nails you. And then you get stuck in it, and then it's like you can't let it go, right? You become mental about it, and it just like will chew you up, right? Those are the moments where you need to root into the work, and if you are finding yourself having difficulty figuring out, get some help with it, right? Because that's really what's important. And you know, Jill and I connect on that all the time. Beth and I connect on that all the time. When you're really in it and you're feeling something and you can't let it go, that's when you got to go in it, right? I have so few moments like that these days. I don't really have many moments at all much anymore. But you know, when they do come up, we need to be able to navigate what's happening, right? And understand that so sometimes it's meant to come up, and it's going to come up, you know, where you feel like you're falling apart at the seams and you might feel like you're about to have an emotional breakdown. But you know what, if you let yourself have that breakdown, you upgrade so quickly in the process of that breakdown, and you have a breakthrough and it releases. I had pain in my hip for a long time, and then I just like was able to release it because I've released so much stuff, and it's like that whooshing timeline going by. I'm not holding on to anything, right? And I don't get rooted into other people's stuff because it's not my stuff. It's their stuff. They got to figure it out, right? And I don't give my power away anymore. Those days are gone. I don't hand my power over to anybody. My power is my power. I keep my power. Right? And I will help people. I will support people. I will join forces with people, but they can't have my power, right? So that's something else that we have to remember. Nobody gets your power but you, right? That's really important. So these timelines, right, that we have, we're all on individual timelines. They're all individual to us, like our frequency is individual to us, right? No two people are on the same timeline. We may feel like we're on the same timeline sometimes, but we're not. And, you know, even, you know, Beth and I will see ourselves like, you know, kind of doing one of these, and then we're together and we're kind of doing this, you know, and Jill and I, the same thing, we'll say, okay, well, see you when the timeline comes back, because you just kind of like, you know, are not in sync with each other. You're in different places, and that's okay. And you have to be okay with that, right? And the most important thing too is to not compare where somebody else is in their process, right? What they have chosen to experience in this human form, in this reality that we're living in, it may not be what you chose to experience, right? Even though you might be in the same, doing the same thing together, you're both gonna have a different experience doing it. It's not gonna be the same, right? So you have to be okay with that. And the same, you know, this plays through too, like to where I am in my process. You know, I've been doing this work for 20 years. And I've been working Ascension probably since 1997, although I didn't really fully understand it back then, right? And so somebody that's just starting out now with their Ascension process, depending on how they open to that process, could blow right past me, because that's how fast the energy is moving. And they could be like, psh, you know, source energy consciousness, and they're right there in the moment of it. And everything that it took me 20 years to learn, they get it in a second, because their consciousness is blown open, right? And so I can't compare myself to that. I grew up in a much denser reality. I grew up in third dimensional reality, which is denser. It was slower. It took a longer time for me to understand everything, right? And now you could equate it to like, you know, and I'm sure Bobby could speak to this too, where, you know, even connecting in, when we connect in to channel, Jill, the same thing with you, is we're connecting into the other side, and it's going to feel different, right? It may feel like, whereas before it felt like you could almost touch the being that you were connecting to, and it was very viscous, right? Now it's like, is anybody there? Because like, I don't know if anybody's there, right? So, right? It takes a little longer, or it's a little different. So, and we have to be okay with that. And so the way we're doing our work is going to change slightly. And the more we understand this, and the more we're okay with this, the more we recognize there's nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with the way that we're doing whatever it is that we're doing. It's just we're changing with the energy, and we have to, because the earth is changing. The energy that we're playing in is changing. Everything in our reality is changing. Which brings us into self-realization, right? So when we are really paying attention and recognizing ourself, everything that we're feeling, what we're desiring, right? Most of all, not what we're wanting, not what we're needing, because those are lower vibrational words, right? But what we're desiring. And then to hold appreciation for those things, or for life in general, right? When we hold appreciation, it's much higher vibration than having gratitude. Gratitude is on the way to appreciation. Appreciation is heart-centered, right? Gratitude is like, whew, I'm grateful. Wow, that's amazing. But when you have appreciation, it's like oozing love. Like, I'm so appreciative, right? So we have to look at the words that we're choosing and just have this awareness and understanding for ourselves. So in all that we're doing, when we're starting to perceive ourselves as having different experiences, and we are recognizing, you know, those different aspects of ourselves that are coming into play, right? And let's say one of them is, we'll go back to the old, what I just said before, is our way of connecting in is changing. We'll use that as an example, right? So we're not connecting to spirit, source, whatever, the same way we were, right? And then we get stressed, we feel frustrated, and instead of recognizing the self and recognizing that, oh, I must have hit a new plateau. I must have shifted into something more that the old isn't here anymore. And I can't tune in like that anymore. So something else must have changed. So now I've got to play in this new energy that I am residing in. And I'm gonna be gentle with myself, and I'm gonna fill myself with love until I understand what exactly it is that has taken place for me, that has created the shift for me, right? And if you're someone who has friends that do the same thing that you do, and your friends are still connecting the old way, well, that's good for them because maybe they haven't shifted yet, right? But if you're recognizing yourself and being in awareness of yourself and what you're needing in that moment and not measuring yourself to somebody else, then you're going to activate more of those light codes that need to come on, and then you're going to find yourself in this amazing transformation because now you're allowing whatever is needing to happen, whatever is needing to come through for you so that you could step into your next level. Okay, that's so important. So it's like the old you has to die, right? Transcendence, transformation, right? As the old dies away, because that old you is, it cannot be you anymore, because that energy cannot be present where you are residing in this now moment. This is huge, guys. So big right now, right? I want you to just take this in. And if you're having a hard time with it, just close your eyes and just receive it, right? Because this is really, really big. Loving yourself in each moment, understanding where you are, right? In this realization of self, understanding all that you are, right? And then, all right, so if you don't get it all and you can't figure it out, then call for help. Right? What was that show where we had a lifeline, we had phone a friend, right? All of that sort of stuff, right? Well, get help. Contact somebody that you think could help you just take a step up, because that's probably all it is that you just need somebody that's got the handout that says, oh, you, this is not, you've got this much to go, like a quarter of an inch. You just have to step up. And you're like, oh, I didn't see it was just a quarter of an inch. Okay, I got this, right? Sometimes that's all we need. So, you know, I was out there chasing all this stuff down too. That's why I do this work. And that's why I share this information, because I was there. I was there getting stuck. And then each time I would get stuck, I would recognize where I needed to maybe love myself a little bit more in that moment, right? And so we're needing to bring in more of that, which is really about the divine feminine aspect, right? Embodying the divine feminine more and bringing that in as our source of power, right? And some, maybe you're even hearing like some people saying that they're feeling the presence of, you know, the Blessed Mother or Mary Magdalene coming more into play in their everyday experience. And that's because the Magdalene Collective is very present on the earth right now, as we're doing a lot of work to balance divine feminine, divine masculine, right? I can't tell you how many men I'm seeing lately coming in for work, because they're really needing to bring in that divine feminine aspect, right? So it takes awareness and being conscious and, you know, really realizing where you are within your process and that you're perfect right where you are, right? Because at the end of the day, we're really all doing the best that we can, the best that we can. And, you know, in doing the best that we can, we're not only supporting our personal process, but in supporting our personal process, well, guess what? we're ascending and transcending for humanity, those that are not yet awake. And we're opening higher pathways so that those of us that are supposed to do the higher work to open those lower pathways can then reach that next step up and open those gates and unlock those portals so that everybody else can just step up another level, right? So we're all helping each other all the way through this. And that's why this is so important. And that's why I do this work. Right. And I try to bring this information through for you guys so that, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. I've known this since I'm 11. Right. This is it. Right. So this is how we're working the work. And this is why it's really important, because this all relating to our emotions and how we're feeling every single day, all day, how we're interacting with others, how we're feeling about ourselves. Right. And that's really important. And a big part of this is our thoughts, our words, and our actions, because everything holds a frequency, and that frequency has a vibration. And that vibration has a resonance to it, right? And it's either going to resonate or it's not. And if it's not resonating, then it's going to create pain in the body, right? So we have to be really careful with everything, thoughts, words, and actions, because those thoughts, words, and actions that we're having are what's creating our timelines in our reality that we're experiencing. So when we're choosing something higher, then we are having a better experience, having an easier time of our flow, right? But when we're choosing something lower, Bobby, getting activated? Yeah. She's got the cosmic light running through her. You go, girl. That's how it works. You got to burn it out. We're burning it off. That's how it is. It gets burned out of the body. So just be like, good job. I'm doing a good job. Pat yourself on the shoulder. Yep. And then, because later on today, plasma may hit you. And when plasma hits you, you get extremely cold, right? The first thing with plasma, hands and feet, extremely cold. And then you can't get warm. So when we are opening to a higher consciousness, boy, do we get hot. And I'm getting hot now too. So I know I'm connecting with you on this. So just take it in. Just allow yourself to take it in and just breathe through it, right? Heart centered. We're all just going to send Bobby a little bit of love and a little bit of zhuzh here to keep her going. Because sometimes when we get activated like that, it could feel overwhelming. And we just want to, so lay your head back, close your eyes, and just let yourself, yeah, be just gentle, right? And so that's what we want, because that's an expansion of consciousness right there. What a perfect example. And she allowed herself to share this with us for the purpose of this call. This is amazing. It's just a beautiful thing, right? So when we're choosing the highest timelines available to us, then we're making the right choices, right? We're not feeding into the negativity on the news. We're not feeding into the negativity on Facebook. We're not feeding into negativity in our day-to-day lives, because we don't have to choose that, right? That's really important that we're not choosing that. Yeah, Kate. So, you know, what's happening is a lot of times when at night, right, specifically at night, because, and if anybody has any questions, feel free to post them in the chat. And then in a little bit, I'm going to just have you guys unmute, and I'll take some questions, and we'll do some live stuff here in a few minutes. But what happens is at night, our energy here on the East Coast quiets down, right? And as it quiets down, like as I was preparing to come online with you, I was hearing the frequencies in my ears kicking up as we're starting to go into another amplification, right? With these timeline splits, the frequencies are really very, very loud, right? And now we have all this new energy coming in, these new light codes. We're going to be seeing the 2222 humanity code coming back in. I had a timeline jump to May last week, and I was getting that we're going to activate some more freedom codes, right, which are going to bring us into more autonomy. So we have a lot of shifting. And what happens here is that at night in particular, and I know because I could feel it, I'll be laying in bed. And every time the house creaks, I notice my body feels like a photon blast shot it. Right? And if you start to pay attention and play, you might notice that every time your house creaks, your body gets a shock, like a jolt, right? Start tuning in at night. That jolt is a jolt of photonic energy. It's a photonic blast coming into your body, right? Sometimes it's plasma, and you'll hear the house creak, and you'll feel it in your body at the same time, right? Well, it's so quiet at night that this, we're so active lately these days, right? That we're taking on light at all times of the day. But, you know, Kate, you might be active during the day. And so when you're in your sleep state at night, that's where you are able to do your most expanded work, right? And being hot and heating up is an expansion of consciousness. So in that phase of light body activation, you might not have to go down with a frequency light upgrade or something like that. You might have this expansion of consciousness, and as your consciousness expands, your body is heating up, burning off the distortions that you've been, you know, holding on to, or the light in your body is bending with photonic light as the distortions are coming to the surface to be pushed out in that expansion of consciousness, right? So, you know, that's going to last for a little while, and then you'll notice it shift to gamma. And then when you hit gamma, it's going to be like this little electrical current running down your arms, running down your legs. You'll feel it in the palms of your hands. And then that'll last for a while, and you'll feel like the ever ready rabbit, and it'll make you feel like you can't sleep at night, right? And so when that happens, you're going to be like on go, right? And that's that Sirian aspect from Sirius, right? The Sirian aspect, that galactic aspect, that's that get or done kind of feeling that we have, right? Where we're ready to get things done. We want to get moving. We want to get started, right? So we're constantly shifting between all of these different phases, right? And so when we go into light body activation, our body starts to feel all of these different expansions that we're having, right? And they're created by the light that's coming in. So that's what that is. And light body has different levels of light body. Then, you know, we have a gamma light body, plasma light body, and it's just like there's a whole list. I think it's like, I don't know, 100 or something like that light bodies. But so, you know, we're always shifting in and out and feeling, you know, a host of different things. I don't really feel it anymore. The only reason I went down the other day for 4.5 hours is because I couldn't lay down for 5 minutes that morning. Normally, when I start to feel myself going through a shift, I go right to bed because that's my light pod. I jump in my light pod and I just let myself sleep. And, you know, sometimes I'll lay down thinking I'm gonna lay down and sleep for an hour or two, and I'm down for 5 minutes and I wake up and I'm like an ever ready rabbit, ready to go, right? So we have to just honor our body. Does that help you? Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, when we heat up like that and we're sweating, we're burning off toxins, we're burning off programming, we're burning off distortion, and we're expanding our consciousness, right? And then sometimes we get itchy skin. Those are star particles. Yeah, those are star particles. Back scratch is needed. Yeah, where we're having star particle breakouts, where it's just, you know, again, light body activation. And, you know, we have never gone through this before. You know, this is new. And, you know, a lot of this is the interesting thing. What I just found out today, you know, like tuning in, is that we actually passed where Nostradamus predicted World War III, right? But yet everybody is sitting in fear that there's going to be a World War III. And if we can stay away from that mindset, we shift that timeline just completely out of here, right? I don't even feed into any of that because that's just a lack of third dimension playing out, right? So we want to be careful in everything that we do where we're choosing to align our thoughts and our reality and not feed into those lower third dimension. A lot of that is the conspiracy theorism with all of that, right? Who cares? Let it go. It doesn't matter, right? We're ascending our consciousness. We need to continue to raise our vibration with everything that we do, right? Yeah, Bobby says, I have strange scratches all over my body and I know I've never itched that hard to make scabs. I have three right now. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes it's how our body is processing the star particles. And so the most important thing we can do is to be gentle with ourselves. I know, I think it's coconut oil is like one of the best things for skin. And I'm going to just double check on that for you guys. And then when I send the link for the replay on this, I'll also send some stuff that can help with the itchies and some other stuff too. All right, so that you guys have that. But you know, skin stuff, again, skin is root chakra, right? And root chakra is connected to survival, fight or flight. Sometimes it depends. Sometimes we're releasing star particles. I had that one on my neck and it had the crystal in it, right? And sometimes when they come out, they have something formed around it, you know? We can always take that offline and connect tomorrow or Friday or something with that, and I'll get in touch with you and we'll take a closer look at that. But the most important thing is to not be fearful that, you know, that this is something else, because skin is root chakra, right? And it's also heart chakra. So if you think about the root chakra is always connected to the heart chakra. I don't care what is taking place, but it's always relationship issues and feelings of survival, fight or flight, you know, abundance situations, addiction issues, like whatever, could be shopping addictions, right? That type of stuff. Or you know, drugs and alcohol could be that too. So, but skin is root chakra. It's a root chakra organ, okay? And if you think about the skin warehouses us, right? And it is our first layer in the etheric field of the body. So it's the first thing presenting. And skin is what is seen on the outside, right, by other people. So when our skin is affected, sometimes it has to do with how we're seeing ourselves or how we're feeling ourselves being seen. And then it relates to the heart area, to the lungs, right? So all of that is kind of like, you know, goes hand in hand with each other, right? So, and that all feeds into that fear coming up, the grief coming up, the survival coming up. We say, you know, that's why you got to stay away from the negative stuff and just be like, okay, that's not my reality. That presented, I see it. Someone presented it to me, or I saw it on the news, or I read it somewhere, but that is not my reality. I am choosing a higher timeline, a higher trajectory. And this is where the self-talk comes in. That's really, really important, right? We have to watch that our mind, our subconscious mind, does not get away from us, because I don't know about you guys, but I used to be really bad with that and it would just take off on me like a marathon runner, right? And it would be going. So we have to be careful with that. And just remember one thing, and this is so important, right? Because people think that the minute they start to have an upgrade, they're going to like go, light speed and things are going to get wacky and crazy and everything. And that's not true, because your higher self knows exactly what you can handle and what you can't. And it will only give you as much as you can handle. So whatever you're capable of handling right now, that's what it's going to give you, right? And if your human is desperately wanting to see an extraterrestrial, right, one of our star friends, and your higher self knows that you cannot handle that, it's not going to happen, right? No matter how much you want it to happen, it is not going to happen, because you have to be in that alignment. You have to be in that dimensional frequency, right, in order for that to take place, right? So I just want to say that, because your higher self knows you better than your human knows you, okay? And so if you are fearing that, let it go. Because unless you contracted that to work in that realm directly, you would already know that. And in already knowing that, you would already have those scenarios presenting to you, right? And right, Jill? My resident galactic everything, yes. So if you had that as your, you know, as your mission, as your purpose, like my friend Jill does, then that would be showing up for you in your reality, right? So I want you to understand that your higher self is only going to allow for you to experience whatever it is that you're ready to experience. Okay. So, and that, you know, because I know there's so many people out there that, well, not, you know, like not in my community, but in other communities that are, you know, overdoing the work, overstimulating themselves in hope of like ascending. And all that does is get you in the crazy house, because if you push yourself to open faster than you're capable, it's not good. It's just not good, right? So we want to open and we want to ascend at the rate that our soul selected when it blueprinted this experience in this lifetime. All right. So hopefully that makes it sense to you guys. What else did I want to talk about? I think I talked about everything. I'm thinking that's it. I think that's all I have to say. I know you guys are like, oh my God, she doesn't shut up. No. All right, let's see. Joyce has a question. All right. If aliens presented themselves to you when you were a child, what does that mean? Well, that's a really good question. And so for some of us, let me start here. So we all of us on the earth plane blueprinted before we came into this physical experience, right? Before we incarnated, what we wanted to experience in our human reality, right? In this physical body. And so we all blueprinted ourselves, right? So I blueprinted my design for Maria, Joyce for Joyce, Bobby for Bobby, Jill for Jill, Kate for Kate. So we all blueprinted our reality for our personality self, okay? But what we did was we also chose secondary jobs. And in those secondary jobs, some of us, myself included, and I know some of you, chose to work with the galactics, whatever you want to call them, the extraterrestrials, the star beings, whatever, right? As a secondary job. So if you were visited by a star being, a galactic, an ET, whatever you want to call them, when you were a child, there was probably some interaction between the two of you, and they were either, you know, gaining information from you. So in other words, whatever you were experiencing in your reality, they were taking that information from you. Or maybe like myself, you were assisting them in understanding the human emotional body, because they shut their emotional body down and were trying to bring it back online again. So, you know, no there were many of us that chose to do work with the beings as, you know, the emotional experiments. And then there are others that chose to do the work for the purpose of them understanding other things about our life. So, you know, if you're having that experience, it's probably because they were checking in with you or checking on you for whatever reason. You might, let's say they were Pleiadians and you were incarnating here on the earth plane and you were a Pleiadian and they're like, hey, Joyce, you know, when you're a child, we just want to make sure you are okay and how you're experiencing being a child in this. And you don't, you know, you're communicating with them in that way, right? So it could be for a number of different reasons. Do you want to unmute and talk to me for a second? No? Okay. Okay, I answered it. Okay, good. All right. Does anybody else have any questions? All right. I think the past, okay, so Robin's asking, the past several days have been very emotional for me. I've been experiencing intense pressure and tension in my head since yesterday. I use a sleep apnea device with headgear. Last night I couldn't strap it to the, yeah. Yeah, so you're in expansion right now and your consciousness is expanding. And sometimes when that happens, the crown actually expands, believe it or not. And we get severe headaches, pressure headaches. And so, you know, again, when these headaches come on, like the minute you're starting to feel different, you need to get in bed. And that is the place that, you know, we need to be. Like the minute we're starting to feel off, we need to get in bed, right? But sleep apnea, so this is interesting because this was on my last call. So if you heard me on the last call, I'm going to repeat myself again. Sleep apnea for me as an intuitive healer has to do with fear of being asleep and the possibility of dying while you are sleeping. Okay. So when people see me with sleep apnea, there's usually some underlying issue from childhood, either, you know, like the last caller, they lived with a family member who was very ill and about to cross over, and they experienced them crossing over in their sleep. And then as a child, it scared them, and they are afraid that they're gonna pass in their sleep. Right? So when I see sleep apnea, it has to do with fear of sleeping because you don't want to pass in your sleep. Now, if it's not this lifetime, it can also be an alternate lifetime where you were murdered in your sleep. Okay. And that timeline is wanting to clear your field now because it's time for you to let that go so you could step forward more. All right. And so, yeah, and your crown is hurting you, right? This is when we get the headaches too, when we get those really painful headaches that feel like, you know, there's those migraines, like we can't see, right? Those headaches are when we're going into expansion. I remember going back, it was right after 2012 for me, right? When I started to get those headaches, I never had headaches like ever in my life, even as a child. And I was getting these headaches, these super migraine headaches, one after another, after another, after another, after another. I was going through the greatest expansion, right? But it wasn't until I stopped taking, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I stopped taking Tylenol and Advil and all of that stuff because all that was doing was subduing the expansion my body was trying to go through, and I was numbing myself, so then I would just have to go all through it again. So when I was taking those medications, right, those Tylenol, whatever, to numb the effect of the headache, the migraine, whatever, I would just go through it again and just go through it again and again and again, right? So that's what's happening with that. So when we're getting these intense headaches, that's when we want to ask our guides, our team, our angels, whatever. Just say, hey, team, hey, medical, spiritual team, come in and work on me. And I promise you they will. And they will give you support and they will help you. And it will be amazing, right? But you have to believe and you have to trust and you have to have faith that they're going to come in and help you because they're amazing. I surrendered to them when I cleared the cyst. And that cyst was gone the next morning. And that was it. It was done, right? But I had to go into complete surrender. My body stayed in the bed. My consciousness went to another planet so that my body could fully rest. And the next morning, that cyst was just gone. So we have to surrender to the process that we're going through and hold on to the belief and the awareness that we are in the greatest expansion that we've ever known. And sometimes that headache that we're having is fear, right? Fear of the unknown in a lot of cases. And then fear equals resistance, right? And so when we're having these massive, massive headaches, we make them worse by the fear that we hold. So if we would just go, I'm upgrading. Yeah, it really sucks. It hurts. I'm going to lay down. I'm just going to hold my head and I'm going to ask my team to work on me. And then the next thing you know, your team comes in and in an hour, you've slept an hour and the headache is gone and it's over, right? And then after it happens once or twice more, it goes away. It never happens again. I don't get those headaches anymore, right? Once I figured it out and I understood and my team was like, you keep getting in the way. Stop that. Because you're just getting in your way. Right? It was me getting in the way of me. We don't want to do that. Okay. So hopefully that helps with that the head expansion, right? Because that's really significant. Okay, good. Okay. Sandra recently mentioned we are having new soul contracts written. Yes. Great question, Sandra. Yes. So what that means is, think about it from this perspective, right? We lived a very third dimensional experience. And in this third dimensional experience, we were in a field that was a container around the earth that warehoused the magnetics of duality and polarity, right? Which meant that if we have something that feels good, we have to have something that feels bad, right? If we have love, we have hate. If we have grief, we have happiness. So we have all of this emotional energy to play in and create, right? And that was a very third dimensional experience that we were having. And so at that time that we incarnated into this physical body, we wrote up what was called soul contracts. And those soul contracts were so specific. It was specific to exactly what our soul wanted to have as an experience, right? An experience, it's not a lesson, because lessons imply that there is something wrong with what we're doing or how we're having our experience, right? This is all about the experience of being human in this third density, this third dimensional environment, and how we are experiencing the opportunity to play in duality, right? All of these different emotions that we can experience and all of these different circumstances that we can have. So those soul contracts were very, very specific, okay? So in my case, let's say I took a contracts where one of my soul contracts in many lifetimes was the experience of rejection, right? And how I chose to play that out in this lifetime was to choose men over and over again that would give me the feeling of being rejected and then not feeling enough and not believing in myself, right? And not coming into my fullness. And I was playing out that contract over and over again, right? Being married 3 times, and then every guy after that picking the same thing. And it was always the same experience. And so finally, a few years ago, when I realized that that was the contract, I was like, oh, I am ending that contract, right? We can end our contracts and we could say, I understand the lesson that I wrote with that original soul contract, and that original soul contract no longer serves me because I understand and I got it. I figured it out, right? And instead, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to write a soul agreement, because the soul agreement is at a much higher level between the two souls, right? It's serving both souls, not just one, but both souls in that agreement. Does that make sense? Yeah. So in other words, so my ex-husband, right? He didn't do right by me, right? In the marriage that we were in. And then at the end, I didn't get any money, right? But I wasn't mad at him. And then, you know, things worked out in a certain way, but they worked out because at one point when I realized what was taking place, right? And this is quite a few years ago, I was like, you know what? I'm done with the soul contract because I don't want to participate in this anymore because I get it. From my perspective, I get it. And I think I'm done supporting him. So I'd like to cancel the contract. Thank you very much. Right? And I did that while I was laying down in sleep state. And I was like, I canceled the soul contract between my ex and I, and I'm done with that experience. I don't need to do that anymore. And I certainly don't need to keep supporting him if he's not a willing participant in learning what he needs to learn in this lifetime or experience in this lifetime for his purpose, right? But I had my experience and it served me and I understand, so I'm ready to move on. But I would like a new agreement between us because, you know, he's an okay guy and I kind of, you know, feel bad and I like him. He doesn't mean to be, because that's his soul was giving me that experience because I asked for that experience, right? So I can't really be mad at him. So let's write a new soul agreement where both parties benefit. And now we both do, you know, it's a very good friendship, which is what it should have been right from the beginning, right? No romance, no sex, no really deep love, but love on a friendship level, on a soul level. It's like a brother. And now that soul agreement is very, very fitting for this new relationship that we're forming. Does that make sense? And it's all about the experience. So it takes us the experience up in a higher alignment. Now I moved it up to 5D instead of that old third dimensional, you know, blame, shame, manipulation, all of that. We're not playing that anymore, right? So we're going up into a soul agreement. So hopefully that makes sense. Okay. Anything else? No, no other questions? If any of you want to just have a dialogue, you know, feel free to unmute yourself and then I will be more than happy to chat with you guys. So thank you so much for joining me tonight. Hopefully some of this resonated with you guys. Kate, did you have something?
I was just going to say thank you.
Oh, thank you for joining. It was so nice to see you tonight.
Thank you.
So happy to connect with all of you. I have so much love and appreciation for all of you wanting to be here and be on this call and for doing this work, because in, you know, every time you do this work, right? Every time you step into your work, because this is work. It takes work. It takes work to be conscious. We're so used to not being conscious, right? Look at how many people are still sheeple. Right? So, I mean, it takes a lot of work. So I just want to say how much I appreciate you and how much, believe it or not, your teams appreciate you. I mean, if you know, like my friend Jill is a channel and she will tell you because she reads me sometimes or sends me her verbal channels and the higher realms are so happy with us when we're engaged in ascending the consciousness of humanity, of the whole earth. That's huge. So I just want to tell you guys that I'm just so grateful for all of you. Even those of you that are not on this call that will be listening to this call later, but thank you so much for taking the time to join me and for taking the time to do the work, right? I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm happy to share my knowledge with you. And my next workshop, just for those of you that might be interested, is next Monday. And we're going to be talking about dreams and what's taking place with dreams, because dreams are changing significantly now as we're raising our consciousness and stepping up. So hopefully I'll see some of you there. And go with love. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thanks, Ruth.
Bye.